Today's Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches, Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The new Perek, Tamid Nishchat. The Masechta, as we mentioned at the end of our previous Shir, the first four Prakim of the Masechta are primarily focused on issues regarding Chametz and Matzah. The next Prakim of our Masechta are focused on the next five Prakim are focused on the Korban Pesach primarily. And in fact, as we mentioned, originally the first part of the Masechta was called Pesach Rishon, and the second part of the Masechta was called Pesach Sheni. And then we have the last Perek of the Masechta, in Mitzvah Shem, Perek Arvei Pesachim, which focuses on the Seder. Every day we know in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring a Korban Tamid. Korban Tamid that would be brought in the morning, and it would be brought in the evening, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, the Korban Tamid is the first Korban that's brought every day, and the Korban Tamid is the last Korban that's brought every day. An exception to that rule is Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, when the Korban Pesach is brought, first the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is brought, and after the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is brought, then the Korban Pesach is brought. So says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat, on every day of the year, the Korban Tamid is slaughtered b'shmoin of Mechza, 8.5 hours in the day. When we speak about hours in a day, we don't speak about them in 60-minute intervals, but we view them as shor zmanis. We know that in the summer, the day is longer and the night is shorter, in the winter, vice versa, and they take those hours and divide them into 12. And therefore, you'll have in the winter every hour equal more than 60, it'll be more than 60 minutes, and vice versa. When the Shor Zmanis are measured from, there's a machloikus, which has many interesting halachic ramifications. Do we measure it from the Amora Shachar until the Tzeis Kechavim, or do we measure it from the Neitz Achama to the Shkia Sachama? Obviously, if we measure it from the Neitz to the Shkia, we start later in the day and we have less hours, and therefore the Zman will always be later. Otherwise, it'll be longer, and that's what we know as the famous Machloikis, when is the Zman Krishma. We know that the Zman of the Magen Avraham, who counts the day from the Amora Shachar to the Tzeis Kechavim, is earlier than the Zman of the Gra, who counts the day from the Neitz until the Shkia. So the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Abayim on every day of the year is brought 8.5 hours a day in the day, and after they actually bring the Korban Tamid, that's when they do the rest of the avoda with it, and therefore the Korban, the Haktarah, the completion of the Avodah of the Korban Tamid all year round is B'tisha Machtza, 9.5 hours into the day. However, B'Avri Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, when they have to Shech the Korban Pesach, and actually there's a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim, because we know that together with bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, they also brought a Korban Chagiga. The reason they brought a Korban Chagiga is because at the Seder, they would eat first the Korban Chagiga and then leave over enough room to eat the Korban Pesach. And there's interesting Machlokes Rishonim, as we mentioned, the Korban Pesach is always brought at the end of the day. Is that the same with the Korban Chagiga that travels together with the Korban Pesach and it's also brought at the end of the day? Or is the Korban Chagiga, like all other Korbanos, brought early in the day before the Tamid Shel Shachar? So on Arvei Pesachim, where they need to bring all these Korban Pesach of all of Klal Yisrael, so they did everything earlier. Nishchat b'sheva machtza, the Korban Tamid was brought an hour earlier. Sheva machtza, the Korav, and it's actually put on the Mizbeach b'shmoina or machtza, and it's put on the Mizbeach at 8.5, and that's when the Korban Pesach, and that's when the Korban Pesach begins to be brought. And says the Mishnah that this halacha applies bein b'maisa chayil or bein b'Shabbos. Whether Erev Pesach is during the weekday, or whether Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the halach is that's when the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are brought. However, says the Mishnah, chal Erev Pesach liyus b'Erev Shabbos. If the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Shabbos, and therefore since this year, when the Korban Pesach is on, when the Erev Pesach is on Friday, so they can't roast the Korban at night, because at night it's already Shabbos, and we have no right to roast the Korban Pesach at night on Shabbos, and we can roast it before Shabbos. So therefore, in such a year, they do everything earlier. Nishchat b'sheish machtza, the Korban Pesach is the Korban Tamid is brought 6.5 hours in today in the day. The Korban b'sheva machtza, and it's completed by 7.5 hours a day, and then the Pesach is brought acharav. After that, earlier, that there should be enough time to bring the Korban Pesach and roast it all before Shabbos begins. The Tzlach points out that our Mishnah says Arvei Psochim. What does the Mishnah say Arvei Psochim? Because not only does this halacha apply when on Erev Pesach Rishon, but even Erev Pesach Sheni, where we would think that it's different because there are not that many people that bring the Pesach Sheni, and you could bring the Emrim of the Korban Pesach. It's not a Yontif, so we don't have Pesach Sheni by night is not a Yontif. So all, many halachas that would apply by Pesach Rishon ought not to apply by Pesach Sheni, and therefore there's maybe no reason to make everything earlier. Teaches us our Mishnah that no, says the Tzlach, that even by Pesach Sheni, these rules of bringing the Korban Tamid earlier apply as well. Our Mishnah also taught us that the proper time all year round for bringing the Korban Tamid is 8.5 hours into the day, and it's completed by 9.5 hours a day. So I saw that there are many poskim that suggest, based on this Gemara, that it's better to daven mincha later. That people, the time, as we're actually going to see in our shiur today, the proper time when one could daven mincha is ready by mincha gedoyla, which is a half an hour after chatzos. But here, our Mishnah is teaching us that the proper time when they used to daven, when they used to bring the Talmud Shos ben Abayim, was always 9.5 hours in the day. And since it was always brought 9.5 hours into the day, so we who daven mincha every day, we should bring the Korban Tamid, we should daven mincha at that time. That's the proper time. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Ein l'spal l'chatchil tfilas mincha, ela b'teish shos achrov. One should wait to bring the Korban, the Davin Mincha every day, 9.5 hours into the day. Says the Mishnah, Menani Mili, how do we know that every day the Korban Tamid is brought 8.5 hours into the day? Says the Gemara, Amar Yishu ben Levi, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, it's a kevesach atas of a biker, that's a kevesach shen atas ben Abayim. The Torah here is discussing the Korban Tamid, the Korban Tamid shel Shachar, and the Korban Tamid shel Ben Abayim. And the Torah should have said, "Vesakavas Hasheni Tasa Be'eriv." Why does the Torah say, instead of saying in the evening, why does the Torah use the word "Bein Habayim" to teach us Chalkeu LeBein Shnei Barabayim? You should divide the afternoon into two. The 6 hours of the afternoon should be divided into two. Shtei Shos Machzel Kan, and therefore, what's appropriate to do is have 2.5 hours before you start bringing the Korban Tamid, and then another 2.5 hours after you have completed bringing the Korban Tamid, and then as we described in the Mishnah, the time for actually bringing the Korban Tamid is a hour, and that's how we have accounted the entire 6 hours of the afternoon. Masav Rava asks Rava, our Mishnah says, "Ba'avi pshachim on erev Pesach nishal b'sheva de machtza." We bring the Korban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day, the Kariv, and we finish bringing it by 8.5 hours a day. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. And this is the halacha whether Erev Pesach is during the weekday or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Points out the Gemara. Isak datach. If, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi just said, that the raisa, that the proper time of the raisa to bring the karma tam shebein abaya is by shmona achzer the raisa. The proper time of the raisa to bring the karma tam shebein abaya is 8.5 hours into the day. So ask the Gemara, heicha magdinam loy, how can we bring it earlier? So I saw that many rishonim and achronim have a number of ways because Rava, because of this question, comes up with a different way to understand the whole halacha of the Kamen Tamid Shebein Abayim. But how do they explain Rav Shuman Levi's opinion? So the Or Zeruah explains that what the Torah means by Ben Habayim is that it should be a little earlier and a little later. Just like you could divide the afternoon into 6 hours, you don't have to divide it into a full 6 hours. As long as you don't bring it right by Chatzos, it's fine. And therefore, even on Erev Pesach, where it's brought an hour earlier, it's not contradictory to what Rav Shuman ben Levi explained the Pasuk. Whereas Rava understood Rav Shuman ben Levi being very strict. It has to be specifically 8.5 hours into the day, and therefore our Mishnah is difficult to understand. The Or Sameach and the Tzlach have a different way of answering Rava's question. Because although, as we mentioned, by the Karmat Tamid in the afternoon, indeed, the Torah uses the words Ben Habayim, but by the Karmat Pesach, it also says Ben Habayim. So now, if we're defining Karmat Ben Habayim as 8.5 hours into the day, so how could I do both at the same time? And the answer is, that they suggest in explaining Rav Shuman ben Levi, is that the Karmat Tamid is brought every day of the year. One day of the year, Erev Pesach, we don't bring it at the proper time, we have to bring it a little earlier. But if the Karmat Pesach will not be brought at the proper time, Ben Abayim, you only get one chance during the year to bring the Karmat Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Since there's only one opportunity during the year to bring the Karmat Pesach on Erev Pesach, that's why on Erev Pesach we say, well, we won't be so strict about the Ben Abayim of the Karmat Tamid. We'll be focused on the Ben Abayim of the Karmat Pesach since we only have a once in a year opportunity. What is Rava's question? Rava says, if Ben Habayim means the afternoon, if Ben Habayim means 8.5 hours into the day, we cannot begin negotiating and saying, well, every other day of the year, Ben Habayim will make earlier. And today, we'll make Ben Habayim late, we'll make Ben Habayim make Ben Habayim 8.5, and today we'll make it different. It is or it isn't. Then I saw Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal in the Sefer Mishnah, Rav Aaron has a different approach. He says that Rav Shua ben Levi never meant to say this explanation of taking the afternoon and dividing it into two, as the Gemara said, 2.5 hours here and 2.5 hour here, then the hour in between is ma'akif, that it's absolutely essential. That wasn't Rabbi Shuman ben Levi's intention. Rabbi Shuman ben Levi's intention was that because if we have a choice and that's how the pasuk seems to take us, it makes sense to explain the pasuk that way. However, if it's not possible because it's Erev Pesach, then we should bring the Karmat Tamid Shebein Abayim earlier, because even Rabbi Shuman Levi would agree that you could bring it earlier. And in fact, that Rabbi Aaron says, that's exactly what the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Shuman Levi is. Rabbi Shuman Levi never meant to say that it's absolutely essential. All Rabbi Shuman ben Levi meant to say is that's what's preferable. But if it's not possible, it's not possible. And in fact, the Mashal goes into a discussion. He says, how did the Torah use the exact same words, Ben Habayim by Karmat Pesach and Ben Habayim by Karmat Tamid? You can't do two things at the exact same time. And in fact, the Mashal wants to suggest that that's part of what Rav is coming to address. That Rav is coming to address that the definition of Bein Arbayim by Korban Pesach and the definition of Bein Arbayim by Korban Tamid is not really the same. And therefore, says the Gemara, El Amar Rava, when we speak about the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim, mitzvos of the Tamid, the proper time to bring that Korban Tamid is Mishinotu Tzlali Erev, when the shade starts going down on the west side, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. My Tama, how does Rava get to that explanation? Damakra, Bein Arbayim. The Torah uses the words Bein Arbayim regarding the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim to teach us, Me'idna Damaskal Shim Shalom Arif, from when the sun starts going down on the west side, that's when you could start bringing the Korban Tamid. However, Hilkach, B'shayim HaShoshana, the rest of the year, Dikin Darm V'Davis, where the Beis HaMikdash, there were many people, Baruch Hashem, who came to the Beis HaMikdash with the Darm V'Davis, and Rachmana Amar. And as we said, the Torah says, Aleh Chava Shlomim. The Torah says regarding Tamid, V'archla Ha'oil V'hikta Aleh Chava Shlomim, Amar Mar, and we're going to learn in Amid Beis, Shalem Hashlem Kalabaris Kulam. The last carbon of the day has to be the Tamid Shem Bein Arbayim. So since that's the last carbon, and we have all these kabanas that people have Baruch Hashem brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so Chazal Ma'achrin Alei, even though technically we could have brought the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim already a half an hour after Chatzos, Chazal delayed bringing it Tar Tisha by 2 hours, Vavdin Alei, and we bring it B'Shmoina Machtza, and we bring it 8.5 hours into the day, that people should have a chance to bring all the karbonas. However, Tosfos, the very Maskil Talmud, explains, so why do we have to do it at 8.5 hours in the day? Couldn't we have done it later? So Tosfos explains that they didn't want to do it too close to the night. The Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim may not be brought at night. And since it may not be brought at night, they brought it close, but not too close. Other Rishonim say there was much that needed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash after the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. As we're going to learn, they had to bring the Ketores, they had to do the Neiros, and all of these things took time. So that's why they couldn't bring the Tamid Shebein Arbayim too close to the evening. They brought it 8.5 hours into the day. Uba'ari Pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, the Ikka Pesach, Achrov, where the Korban Pesach will have to be brought, and that takes up a lot of time. Kadminalei, We push up. We bring the Korban Tamid an hour earlier. Chal Erev Pesach leaves Erev Shabbos. And Erev Pesach is on Friday. That not only do we have to bring the Korban Pesach, but also Ikanamit Sliyosoy, we have to roast the Korban Pesach because we have no right to roast the Korban Pesach on Shabbos itself. The Laidachi Shabbos, that's Chil Shabbos. Mekmina Le'adinei, we take the letter, we follow the letter of the law, and we bring the Korban, and we bring the Korban Tamid 6.5 hours in the day. And as the Gemara is going to explain, so why on Shabbos, where there are no Nedarim and Nedavos, do we bring the Korban Tamid? Do we bring the Korban Tamid so late? We could have brought it earlier. There's no Nedarim and Nedavos. So the Gemara is going to explain, they wanted to be consistent. And they wanted to bring the Korban Tamid always at the same time, even though the reasons that apply on Shabbos don't apply on Yom Tov. So there's a gewaldig question that I saw is asked in the name of the Imri Emes. It says here that on Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day, even though technically they could have brought it already earlier, 6.5 hours of the day. Why did they wait till 7.5 hours in the day? Because there were, presumably, a lot of people brought there in the Dorm of the Dovis on Erev Pesach. But the question is, how come? How could you bring the Dorm of the Dovis on Erev? How could you bring the Dorm of the Dovis on Erev Pesach? We learned many times there's a rule of Ein Mevi'in Kachon Beis HaPsul. We shouldn't do anything to make a Korban Pesach be eaten any carbon to come to become nicer. We know that in the night of Pesach, ein maftir nacha Pesach afikoymen. So therefore, the halacha is that we should bring the carbon tamid that we can't eat after chatzos. Normally, if we bring the dorm and the davis, we can eat till the morning. So how can we bring a shlamin on erev Pesach, which could cause that we can't eat the carbon as long as we could? So one teretz that I saw is that the rule of ein mavin kachnal beis apsul is only when by day, when I'm going to lose time by day. Losing time by night, Chazal would not be concerned about. But there's a beautiful teretz that was said by a Talmud of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. His name was Yehuda Ari Leib Kaplushinik, who was never killed at Kiddush Hashem. He says that although the halacha is that ein maftir nacha Pesach afikoymen, we're not allowed to eat after afikoymen. That means once you ate the afikoymen and it's still not chatzos, you're not allowed to eat. But the Avnezer was mechadish that once chatzos comes, even though it's after you ate afikoymen, even though it's after you ate the carbon Pesach, then you could eat. It only goes up to chatzos, since that's the zman by which you have to eat the carbon Pesach. So if you brought a shloman erev Pesach, and now it's going to come the night of the Seder, and you're going to eat the carbon Pesach, so the only amount of time you can't eat the shlomim after that is only till chatzos. But after chatzos, you will be able to continue eating that meat until the morning. And therefore, since you can continue eating the meat till the morning, there's no problem of eimavim kachnal beis apsul. Of course, another teretz that could be suggested goes back to the beginning of Shas, because the first Mishnah, Masechta Brachos, taught us that even though a carbon Pesach should be, even though a carbon could be eaten l'yoyim v'layla, could be eaten all night long, Chazal made a gedder that you should finish before Chatzos, so you didn't lose any time by bringing that carbon shlomen. There's a Trumas Hadeshin on our Gemara. The halacha is that when we have meat, we have to salt the meat. So since we have to salt the meat, how much time does that have to take? So the Trumas Hadeshin says, from our Gemara, there's a raya that it should take an hour. Because our Gemara just taught us that the carbon Pesach, an erev Pesach, that's Friday, was brought an hour earlier. Why was it brought an hour earlier? To have time to do tzli, to have time to roast the carbon. Typically, the halacha is that the amount of melicha, the amount of time for melicha is equal to the amount of time of tzliya. And our Gemara just established that the amount of time of tzliya is an hour. So the amount of time of tzliya is an hour, that's right, that the amount of time you should take regarding bringing the tzliya of the melicha of any meat is an hour. We also saw here that erev Pesach falls on Friday. They used to bring the carbon tamid earlier. So we discussed at the beginning of our shiur that the time, the Rambam specifically, says that the time we should daven mincha should correspond to the time that we bring the tamid shebein abayim. That's why the Rambam suggested that we should daven mincha every day later, 9.5 hours into the day, not by the mincha gedoyla, not by the mincha gedoyla. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that the preferable time to daven mincha is by the mincha ketana. The Aruch HaShulchan says we always have to pay attention, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, with Shor's Manius. But says the Cheshukei Chemet, if here we're learning that when erev Pesach falls on Friday, they used to bring the Karmat Taman earlier, so maybe on erev Pesach, even if a person is trying to follow the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch to bring the Daven Mincha when the Tamid Shebein Abayim is brought on erev Pesach, Friday, you should Daven Mincha earlier as they did in the Beis HaMikdash under such circumstances, bringing the Tamid Shebein Abayim earlier. Says the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Kisidura B'chol, the same the same schedule that they did with the Talmud Shabbat and Abayim during the weekday, Kach Seduri B'Shabbos, that was the same schedule when Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says the time to be bringing the Karban Tamid is Kisidur B'Erev Pesach. So the Gemara wants to first understand my Kamar. What are these two opinions discussing and what are they saying? Says the Gemara, Amar Bayi Hachal Kamar. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Kisidur B'Chol B'Erev Pesach, just like when Erev Pesach comes out during the week, and when Erev Pesach comes out during the week, as we learned in our Mishnah, the Karban Tamid is brought 7.5 hours into the day. Kach sidura b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the time to bring the Karban Tamid is 7.5 hours in the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says sidura b'Erev Pesach shchalius b'Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, that we just finished explaining that under those circumstances, the Tamid Shabbat Abayim is brought 6.5 hours in the day. Kach Sidur B'Shabbos. So too, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we bring the Karban Tamid 6.5 hours onto the day. And the reason is, because the only reason we always delay bringing the Karban Tamid, as we explained earlier, is because of the Nedarim and Nedavos. And on Shabbos, there are no Nedarim and Nedavos. Masnis and Dektani, and therefore, since they're known the Dharm and the Davis, it makes sense to bring the Karban Tamid earlier to have more time to bring the Karban Pesach. And as Rashi explains, during the year, there's no reason to bring the Karban Tamid Shabbat Abayim earlier on Shabbos. So we bring it at the same time as we bring it every day. But here it's Erev Pesach. So we need to have time. And there's nothing preventing us from giving time for the Karban Pesach. Bring it 7.5 hours into the day. Bring it 6.5 hours into the day, according to Rekiva. And according to this, Masnis and Dektani, well, we learned in the Mishnah that the Karban Tamid is always brought 7.5 hours in the day, whether Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel, he is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Ask the Gemara by Maika Mefugi, what is the basis of Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol's Machloikus, and as the Mefarshim explained, presumably the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva makes sense. There's no reason not to bring the Karban Tamid earlier and have more time for the Karban Pesach, says the Gemara, because on Shabbos they also brought a Karban Musaf every Shabbos, and besides bringing a Karban Musaf every Shabbos, they also brought the Bezichin. On the shulchan where they had the lechem upon him, the 12 lechem upon him, on top of each shulchan, they had a spoon of levina, which they burnt every Shabbos. And there's a question, what comes first, the Karban Musaf or the Mezichin? Rav Shmuel holds Musafim Kaidim LeBezichin, that the Karban Musaf is brought before the Mezichin, because by the Musafim, the Torah only uses the word Yoim once, Dvar Yoim B'Yoimai, and the Torah by Bezichin says the word twice, Yoim twice. The Torah says B'Yoimai Shabbos, B'Yoimai Shabbos, Yarilchenu Lefnei Hashem Tamid. Yoim means to do it later, and therefore says Rabbi Shmuel, the Mezafim come first and then Bezichin. And therefore, the schedule of Shabbos was Avodah LeMezafim B'Sheish. They brought the Karban Musaf 6 hours into the day. Then they brought the Bezichin at the seventh hour of the day, and then they brought the Karban Tamid b'sheva amachza. And that's why he says that Rabbi Shmuel holds that every Shabbos, the schedule is to bring the Karban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day. Whereas Rabbi Kiva sover that the Mezichin kaidim l'masafim, that the Mezichin come to the Masafim, and the Gemara Masech the Yuma, that Flamadalar Amad Aleph explains that he learns the halacha of the lechem upon him, from the halacha that the Kohen Gadol every day has to bring Minchas Chavitim. And since the Minchas Chavitim are brought before the Musaf, therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, so too are the burning of the Bezichin Levoina before the Musaf. So the schedule was Bezichin B'chamish, the Bezichin were brought 5 hours into the day, Musafim were brought the sixth hour, and therefore they can make the Karban Tamid B'Sheish Shemechza. But we learn from here that the carbon tamid was the carbon musaf was brought at the sixth hour of the day. That is an agreement. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are in agreement to that. And therefore, there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. If, as we've been saying in our shir, that the tefillah that we daven is corresponding to the carbon that was brought, which that tefillah is based on, so just like we spoke previously about what is the proper time to daven mincha every day, there should be a discussion to what is the proper time to daven musaf on Shabbos. According to this, the time to daven musaf on Shabbos would be Shor Shishis. As in fact, the Magen Avraham in Siman Resh Pei Aleph Sif Katan Beis says that the proper time to daven musaf on every Shabbos is Shor Shishis. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that we daven later on Shabbos. Because if we're going to daven early on Shabbos, there's going to be a big time difference until Shor Shishis. And we don't want to delay. And we want to daven musaf, as we're learning now, but Shor Shishis, that's why we should start davening Shachris later, and we'll daven musaf b'Shor Shishis. The Torah disagrees. The Torah says, this is in Siman Resh Pei Vav, that the carbon musaf is time is after Shabbos. And therefore, as soon as Shachris is over, whatever time Shachris is over, we could daven musaf. It's interesting that in many communities in Europe before the war, they used to daven Shachris early because they wanted to make this man Krishma and this man Tefillah. Then they would go home and eat. And after that, they would come back to shul to be able to daven musaf with the at Shor Shishis. However, there are many paiskim, and the Chasam Sofer discusses this minig in the Shas Chuvas Chasam Sofer Oyer Chaim Simon Samach Tes. There are many paiskim that were concerned with that minig. They were concerned that people will go home and eat and drink. They won't come back to daven musaf, or they won't come back to daven musaf in the proper frame of mind, and therefore it's better to daven, either start davening late, like the Magen Avraham says, or daven musaf right after Shachris. Ask the Gemara. Maskel Rava. So Rava asks on the explanation that Abaye just offered in the Machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Midi Rabbi Kiva, Kesidra Be'er Pesach Shchal Lius Be'er Shabbos Ketani. When Rabbi Kiva said Kesidra Be'er Pesach, there was nowhere in his wording that he said that it should be brought the same on Shabbos as the same time as it's brought when Erev Pesach is on Friday. All he said was Kesidra Be'er Pesach Stamik Tani. So how do you know it means that you should bring it by 6.5? Maybe he means 7.5. Ela Marava. And because of this question, Rava has a different interpretation of their machlokes. Hach kama. This is the way to understand machlokes. Kesidra b'chol de alma. The time that the carbon tamid is brought all year round, 8.5 hours in the day, kach sidra b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be brought at 8.5 hours. And the Gemara is going to explain soon why. Rabbi Kiva says that the carbon tamid that's brought on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, is kesidra b'Erev Pesach. It's the same as the is on every Erev Pesach, every time Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours in the day. And therefore, when our Mishnah says that the carbon tamid on Erev Pesach is brought 7.5 hours in the day, is Bein Bechol, Bein Shabbos, our Mishnah said, will be following Rabbi Kiva. So it comes out that the machloikas between Abaye and Rava, regarding the machloikas of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, is when do you bring the carbon tamid when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? According to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel holds it's at 7.5 hours in the day, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's at 6.5 hours in the day. And according to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel holds it's brought at 8.5 hours in the day, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's brought 7.5 hours in the day. Ask the Gemara Maika Mifgi. According to Rava's explanation, what is the basis of their machloikis? Says the Gemara, the concern is the machlokes is, need we be concerned the meat, they didn't have refrigeration, and the meat in the meat in the on Pesach Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, we could bring the carbon Pesach. But as soon as we finish bringing it, we can't do anything with it until the night. And therefore, Rav Shmuel Chsavar, Rav Shmuel is concerned, Chashinon L'mechma Bisra. We're concerned that leaving out the meat for all that time is going to cause the meat to get spoiled. So during the year where they start roasting it immediately, we don't have that concern, because the roasting prevents it from getting spoiled. But on Shabbos, where we can't roast it until Matzah Shabbos, there's a concern of spoilage. Rav Kiva holds, we're not concerned about that. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was enough ways of preventing spoilage, and therefore we could bring it early and not be concerned that's going to be spoiled. So the Meiri explains, how could they have a machloikus in a metzias? How could they have a machloikus? Will the meat get spoiled? Will the meat not get spoiled? So he says, really, that this machloikus is connected to a machloikus in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, which discusses what, when they strip the animal, when they skin the animal, the Korban Pesach, when Erev Pesach was in Shabbos, how much did they skin it? According to the Chachamim, they skinned all of it off the animal. And the opinion of Shmuel ben Noach ben Yochanan Breika was that we only could skin it till the chazar. So therefore, Rav Shmuel, who holds that the skin, he holds like Rav Shmuel ben Noach ben Yochanan Breika, where the skin was still on the animal. So since the skin was on the animal, that's why it's still hot, and we need to be concerned it's going to get spoiled. Whereas Rav Kiva holds like the Chachamim, where the entire animal was skinned, and since the entire animal was skinned, we need not be concerned that it's going to get hot and spoiled. Ask the Gemara, Eloi Chashinin, if Rabbi Kiva is not concerned about spoilage, especially according to the reasons that we just gave, so then ask the Gemara, Na'avde B'sheisha Mechza. So why does he say that on Shabbos we should bring it 7.5 hours in the day? We could bring it at 6.5 hours in the day. For as we explained earlier, on Shabbos, there are no Nedarim v'Nedavos. And since on Shabbos, there are no Nedarim v'Nedavos, so there's no reason not to bring it 6.5 hours in a day. Answers the Gemara. The reason he did not say that, he did not say bring it on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, 6.5 hours in a day, is because his opinion is, Kesavar Musafim Kaidmin LeBezichin. The first they brought the Karim Musaf, and then they did the burning of the Bezichin. And therefore, Avalei L'Masayfim, they did the Musaf B'sheish, and then they did the Bezichin at Sheva, and therefore, they only did the Karmat Tamid B'Sheva U'Machtza. Ask the Gemara on this interpretation, on Rava's interpretation, Maskula Rava Barula. So Rava Barula asked on this interpretation, Midi, when we learned the Braisa, didn't say, Kisidra B'chol, Kach Sidra B'Shabbos, Bera Pesach D'Rishmo. The Braisa didn't say that the same schedule we follow during the week is the schedule we follow when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos Derishmo. All we learned was Kach Sidra B'Shabbos Tani. All we learned was Shabbos. And the Machloikas seems to be regarding all Shabbosim of the year. The Rava has interpreted that the Braisa is discussing Erev Pesach on Shabbos, but asks Rabbi Barula, there's nowhere in the Braisa an indication, there's nowhere in our Braisa an indication that that is indeed the halacha. There's nowhere in the Braisa that Braisa is talking about Erev Pesach. The Braisa is tweaking about what is the schedule, what is the proper time to bring the Karban Tamid on a Shabbos. And because of this, El Amar Rabbi Barula, a different interpretation. Haktani. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Kesidra b'chol de alma, the same time that the Karban Tamid was brought every day of the week, 8.5 hours in a day, kach sidra b'shabbos to the alma. So too is the time to bring it on Shabbos. They made a standard time. The standard time is 8.5 hours into the day, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, kesidra b'erev Pesach to alma, just like when on a regular Erev Pesach, as we learned in our Mishnah, the Karban Tamid is brought 7.5 hours in the day. Kach Sidra B'Shabbos Alma. So too is the schedule every Shabbos. There's no Nedarim v'Nedavos on Shabbos, so there's no need to delay it, and we can bring it 7.5 hours into the day. Umasnison the Ktani, and our Mishnah that says that Erev Pesach is always brought 7.5 hours in the day, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that could be Divrei Hakel. Everybody could be agreed to that, because that isn't the subject of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Bar Ula's explanation of the Machloikas, ask the Gemara of Maikam Miflgi, what is the Machloikas? Says the Gemara, B'gzeres Nadarim V'Nadavis K'Miflgi. Did they make the rule on Shabbos should be the same as during the week, because they shouldn't be confusing? Rabbi Shmuel Sava Gazrinan, and therefore Gazrinan and Shabbos are Tuchol. And therefore, just like during the week we've been learning, the proper time for bringing the Karmat Tamid is 8.5 hours into the day, so too should be the halacha on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Sava, Rabbi Kiva on the other hand holds Loi Gazrinan. And even though that's the halacha all week long, there's no reason that it has to be the same way on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, if there's no reason to treat Shabbos as during the week, if that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, so now the Meshesha Mechza. So why don't we bring the Tabit on Shabbos 8.5 hours in the day? And as the Mefarshim explained, don't we have a rule that's reason Magdima LaMitzvahs? We always want to do the mitzvah as early as possible. So if on Shabbos there's no reason to delay bringing the Karmat Tamid, let's bring it already 6.5 hours into the day. Answers the Gemara, because Kosovo, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, Musafim Kaidim L'Bezichin, they first bring the Karm Musaf, and then you do the Resifin, and then you do the Bezichin, so therefore the schedule has to work out, Musafim B'Sheish, the Musafim are brought 6 hours into the day, Bezichin are brought 7 hours in the day, and then, over Leila Tami B'Shevo Mechza. So according to Rava, that explained that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the time to bring the Tamid Shebein Abayim is 8.5 hours into the day. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa Tamid, Kol Yemos HaShana Kula, Karav Kol Chasoi. The whole year round, what's the proper schedule for the Karmat Tamid? Nishchat B'Shev Shmoina Mechza, it's shechted 8.5 hours in the day, and then it's completed B'Teisha Mechza, 9.5 hours in the day. Be'er Pesach, because we have to bring the Karm Pesach. Therefore, as we learned in the Mishnah, Nishchat b'sheva mechza, v'kare b'shmona mechza. Chal liyos b'shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, k'chal liyos b'sheni b'shabbos, it's the same as if it would be on Monday or any other day of the week. Divrei v'shmol, and it's brought 7.5 hours into the day. Rekiva oimer, k'sidre b'Erev Pesach, it's brought like an Erev Pesach. So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'abaya, according to Abaya, who explained that Rishmol says that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you bring it 7.5 hours in the day. So we could understand what is said here in the name of Rishmol. El Rava, but according to Rava, that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the time to bring the Karmat Pesach, the Karmat Tamid, is 8.5 hours in the day, because we're concerned that the meat shouldn't get spoiled, kasha. Because here in the Brice it says, the Rishmol says that on Shabbos, the time to bring the Tamid is like when it fell in the week, which is 7.5 hours in the day, says the Gemara. So Rava defends himself. Amulcha Rava, Rava defends himself. Loi teima kechol b'sheni b'Shabbos. Don't say the way to understand Rav Shmuel here, that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's like when it falls on Monday. Elema kisheni b'Shabbos to Alma. Not when Erev Pesach on Monday, but like a regular Monday. When is the Karmat Tamid brought on a regular Monday? 8.5 hours in a day. So too, according to Rav Shmuel, according to Rava, on Monday, on Shabbos, the Karmat Tamid Erev Pesach Shabbos is brought 8.5 hours in a day. So Rashi points out, why did the Mishnah say that if Erev Pesach, why did the Gemara use Monday as an example for when the Karmat Pesach is brought during the week? Why didn't it say Sunday? Because, so Rashi says that there's a rule, Loi Bedu Pesach. Pesach, the first day of Pesach, can't be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So since the first day of Pesach can't be on Monday, Erev Pesach can never be Sunday. But Rashi says that is only in our calendar. In our calendar, which is a fixed calendar, it was arranged that it should never come out on a Monday. But they were Mekadosh HaPiriyah. And since they were Mekadosh a Piriya, so they whenever the Edom came, it said it's Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, it is. So the Rishonim, in defending Rashi, explain, there's no problem with Pesach being Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. The issue is, if Pesach falls out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, then Rosh Hashanah could be on the day of the week that will make Hoshana Rabbah be on Shabbos, which they didn't want. And that's why there's a rule of Loy Adu Rosh. So they arranged, Rosh Hashanah is never Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So they arranged that Pesach should never be those days, even in those days, to prevent Rosh Hashanah being on Adu. Meisvei, but now the Gemara quotes another Braisa. The Braisa says, Chal Lius B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Kesidra Kol Hashanah Kula, whatever is the schedule, the schedule is like the whole year round. Divrei Rishmol, 8.5 hours into the day. Kiva Oimer, the schedule is Kesidra B'Erev Pesach, what Erev Pesach during the week. So Bishlam L'Rava Nicha, according to Rava, this Braisa is understandable. Because according to Rishmol, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, the Karmel Talmud is brought 8.5 hours a day. According to Rekiv, it's brought 7.5 hours a day. El Abaya, who says according to Rishmol, it's brought 7.5 hours a day. According to Rekiv, it's brought 6.5 hours a day. Kasha, this Braisa clearly says it should be brought 8.5 hours in a day. And according to Rekiv, it's 7.5 hours, not like Abaya interpreted. Abaya, to defend himself, says, Loi Tema, don't say when Rishmol says that the time to bring the Karmel Talmid on Erev Pesach and Shabbos is Kesidra Kol Shana, the same time that you bring it all year round. Elayim Kesidra Kol Shanim Kula, like in all the years, with Erev Pesach at 7.5 hours, the Rishmol. Rekiva, we have to understand, says Abaya, is saying in this Braisa, Kesidra Erev Pesach, Shchalias Erev Shabbos, the schedule is when it's Erev Pesach is on Friday. When Erev Pesach is on Friday, it's 6.5 hours. So too will that be the halacha in this case when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Tana Abodim says the Gemara, Menayin Leish Tamid, they Dovah Kambel Tamid Shabbat Shachar, that nothing should be brought on the Mizbeach before the Tamid Shabbat Shachar. Tamaloymer, V'olach Alea Oila. The Torah says that the first thing that's put on the Mizbeach every day is the Kambel Tamid Shabbat Shachar. My Tamuda, Amarava Ha'oila. The first thing is the Karmel Talmud Shel Shachar. And how do we know that nothing should be brought after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim? Tamaloyma v'ikta ale chelvei ashlamim. Ask them, how do we learn from that pasuk? My Talmuda aleo shlamim. And after you bring the Karmel Talmud Shel Shachar, may you bring shlamim. V'loy al chaver to shlamim. But not after you bring the Karmel Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, may you bring any more shlamim. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're learning Maskla Rava, so aim according to this. Indeed, after you bring the Tamid Shas Ben Abayim, Shlom Hudalai Nakrav, you have no right to bring a Karban Shlomim. Ha Oilus, but if you brought a Karban Oila, Nakrav, that you maybe should be allowed to bring even after the Tamid Shas Ben Abayim. Ella, I'm a Rava, Ha Shlomim. The Torah says, Vikra Aleh Shlomim, we Aleh Chalve Shlomim. The word Shlomim is not talking about the carbon Shlomim. Aleh HaShlem Kalabonis Kula. The Torah is teaching us that this should be the last carbon of the day. The Torah is teaching us that the last carbon of the day should be the Tamid Shel Bein HaBayim. And we learned that the first carbon of the day has to be Shachris. So the many Paiskim discuss the situation if somebody comes to shul late. Somebody comes to shul late on Shabbos, and the tzibur is already holding by tefillas musaf, but he hasn't davened shachris. Should he daven tefillas musaf b'tzibur and afterwards daven tefillas shachris, or he could daven has to daven shachris first because the shachris is connected to tamid shel shachar. And since the Shachris is connected to Tamid Shel Shachar, and we just learned in our Gemara, that has to be the first tefillah of the day. So, the Shalz Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Chanan Zatzal, Oyer Chaim Simon Chof, wants to suggest that even though the Karmel Talmud Shachris is Tadir, but davening tefillah with Tzibur is Mekudosh, and you should daven under these circumstances Musa before Shachris. Ramosha, in the Child's Shuvas Orichayim Chel Dalmud Simit Samaches, says we should never daven Musa before Shachris, as we learned in our Gemara. And so too is the opinion of the Marshag in Orichayim Chelik Aleph Simin Chabez, and the Michas Yitzchak in general says that according to the Arizal, there's a point that we should always daven the tefillahs in the order that Chazal established they should be davened, not in any other order. The Mechas Yitzchak is in Chelik Vav, Simen Lamed Vav.